In the wake of a state audit of Oklahoma's largest charter school, the State Board of Education is demanding it repay funds members say were misused. Brian Bobeck made the motion after nearly 2 hours of deliberations in an executive session on Monday.
The State Board of Education makes a demand to Epic One-on-One Charter School and Epic Blended Charter School to return $11,235,919 as provided in the audit conducted by the Oklahoma State Auditor and Inspector.
The Education Board heard a summary of the audit's findings from and asked questions of three state auditors' office staff. Much of the open meeting discussion focused on the lack of transparency with Epic's Learning Fund, its use of state funds to support operations in California, and misreporting of administrative costs. Education Board member Carlicia Williams-Bradley says she knows the ins and outs of charter school management from leading Tulsa Legacy Charter School.
This is not normal. This is not okay. And I do think that it requires action of this board and body to say that this is not acceptable.
Special Investigative Unit Audit Manager Brenda Holt told the Board of Education Epic offered significant pushback from the outset, forcing auditors to subpoena information after some time.
That is not normal. We do issue subpoenas, but not for all documentation. It was just at this point, because of the legal counsel that was put between us and most of the Epic employees and records, not most, but all, it was just easier to do the subpoena process. That way we had tracking and accountability.
Officials at Epic have said they dispute the audit findings and will work to prove they don't owe any penalties. Epic's time in the spotlight is not over. Also on Monday, Attorney General Mike Hunter named a special counsel to handle the state's ongoing investigation of Epic, and state lawmakers are asking for more information about the audit. Two of them were involved in the State Board of Education's meeting. Two of them were involved in the State Board of Education's discussions on Monday. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.